America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the UB Sports Network from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our team UB partners, AdPro Sports, ComDoc, WIBB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Nike, Pepsi, and by Town BMW. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. I'm the voice of the Bulls. I'll take you through the next hour when we recap the big win over Eastern Michigan and get you ready for a big trip to the Big Ten for the Bulls this Saturday when they take on Rutgers. Coach Lance Leipold is here. We are at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. They are the presenting sponsor of our show, and if you want to join us in the future, we're here at noon every Monday to record the show and talk a little UB football. Coach, congratulations on another big win, a fun win, a conference win, all the things we talked about a week ago that made this game significant, make the win significant.
Yes, it was. You know, you want to get that conference season started the way, you know, on the right foot. You want to have another good performance at home, all those different things before you jump back into, you know, road game, non-conference game. So it was exciting. I wish we could have maybe punched one more in earlier, but I think we kept everybody there for the full 60 minutes.
I would say a game with 470 plus touchdowns is pretty exciting. Have you ever experienced anything like that where you had the 370 yard plays in a row? I mean, just bang, bang, bang like that?
No, and since two didn't go our way, they weren't quite as fun as we were going through. But you're right, it was pretty exciting. And, we got off to a fast start offensively. Then that second quarter, momentum kind of shifted. To their credit, they created the big plays. Very pleased with the way we were able to answer the first one, come back and do that. But again, those are exciting things, and that to me what makes college football pretty exciting.
We knew Eastern Michigan was a good team. We knew they had a very good defense. We've talked about that on this show, mm-hmm. even going back to the summertime. There just seemed to be a conference important game feel. Eastern Michigan played up to that level, and guys did too.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when we looked at it, I think we said this last week, Paul, was, you know, how many of those losses that they had last year, all within one touchdown. And after going through our first matchup with them since I've been here, I can see why they have those games. Just the way our game turned out with a 7-point win. They play well. They play hard. They play for 60 minutes. They don't beat themselves too often. And they hang right with you and make you play, you know, all the way through.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to continue to talk about the win over Eastern Michigan. We're going to to be joined by special guest later in the show, Bulls receiver KJ Osborne. We're going to talk with Lance about him and about the offense in a moment. But just overall now, 6 wins in a row dating back to last year. The 3-0 start, first time since 1983, 1-0 in the MAC, and you'll get to sit there in first place in the MAC for a couple of weeks as well, too. Can you just sort of sum up the first 3 games and how this season has started?
Well, you know, obviously we're, you know, we want to be 3-0 and we're hoping to be 3-0, but you got to go make it happen, and we have. And I, again, when you talk about the end of last season, I look at last year's whole body of work and everything that that group went through and how hard they worked and where they've started this season. We're very pleased with that. And I think when you mentioned, you know, having KJ on later, he's one of those key people from the day he stepped on this campus with his work ethic, his attitude. That group of guys that we talk a lot about on the show is are guys that have helped change this program for us. And but again, we got a long way to go, but we want to keep it going in the direction it is.
We'll dive into a little bit of the passing offense and how KJ Osborne has become such a viable weapon to challenge what teams want to do to Anthony Johnson. But you said something very interesting about KJ in your post-game press conference after the game Saturday. You called them, and this is a direct quote, "Amazing young man." I want you to describe, beyond what you just said about him helping you change this program, why you have such high regard for a guy like KJ Osborne.
Just, you know, he's mature beyond his years, and he has been since he stepped on campus. We talk a lot of times when we talk about the two of them. I say the two of them, I mean Tyler Mabry, because, they went to high school together, went to IMG together, all those things. So they're kind of like always kind of, you know, peanut butter and jelly, so to speak, you know, and they're together. But from the time they arrived on campus, probably from their time at IMG Academy in Bradenton, Florida, their maturity to live on their own at a younger age, to really chase their dreams of playing FBS football. So, you know, the way he prepares, the way he takes care of his body, takes care of his academics, his work ethic on the practice field, you know, all those things is well respected within the program. And then you couple with it, I think we talked in detail, I think, about Anthony Johnson's, the tragedy that happened to him and his personal family. Well, KJ was his roommate. And KJ was the one that was right there when the news went down, and the maturity and how he handled it and how he got a hold of people. But he never left AJ's side. And even when we had our team meeting, I excused both of them. KJ was not going to leave AJ. And just all those things, you can't have enough of those guys, Paul, in your program. And no matter when his football days are done, KJ Osborne's going to be a highly successful person.
We're going to talk with KJ. He'll be our special guest on the show. That's coming up a little bit later on in the show. A couple of more football things to throw at you. As you look through the first 3 games, there are a number of things that jump out at me. 0 sacks allowed and a +6 turnover margin. Talk about those two things. Yes, as coaches banging on the heavy wooden table here at Santoris.
Well, when you look for things that can be underlying factors of success or not being successful, those are some areas that you want to look at. You're looking at how are you operating in the turnover game, plus or minus, and how many minus yardage plays are you having? And between just sacks and even running plays for minus yards, I think we've been very productive in that. It says a lot about our line. It says the job Darrell Lake Paulson, our offensive line coach, is doing with those guys. And I think it also says a lot about Tyree and getting rid of the ball as well.
All right. If I went back and asked all of your mentors through your coaching career and any coaches that coached with you through your coaching career, and I told them that a Lance Leipold team has gone for it on fourth down, the second most of any team in the country, would they tell me I'm crazy?
Yes.
So explain how all of a sudden you have become this riverboat gambler, Lance Leipold.
I think there's multiple factors with that, but it starts with Tyree Jackson and our offense and our really the unit as a whole and the depth that we have and my confidence within them. I think the other one is looking at today's football. And when you look the way college football is played today and the amount of possessions that you're going to have and maximizing them, and where the, some of those are taking place versus long field goals, pin punts, or going for it. And right now it's played out that we've gone for it, and we will continue to do so.
The Bulls have converted 7 of the 11 fourth down attempts that they have tried this year. Again, that's the second most attempts in the country, and it's fun to see. Fans love it. We love it. Love to keep you continuing to be as aggressive as you are. Bulls coach Lance Leipold is here. This is the UB Football Insider Show. A couple of more segments with Coach, then KJ Osborne going to be our special guest. So stick around. Much more to come. We've got an hour of UB Bulls football talk. The undefeated UB Bulls, they're 3-0. We're back at Santora's with more. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with 3 breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and 2 of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first 4 home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. A couple of little pieces of news before we continue here with Coach. KJ Osborne named the MAC East Offensive Player of the Week. That's the third consecutive week that you've had one of your players honored.
Yeah, well-deserved, too. What a game. Big plays. The last touchdown was made, the one where he could stay in bounds, and they reviewed it, and then they kind of said, well, come back, and they might have had another angle, thought he stepped out, but a great play by Tyree and him, but overall, what a performance by him.
Yeah, and of course, this Saturday, it's the Bulls on the road at Rutgers. That's a noon start that you can listen to right here on ESPN 1520, and you can watch on the Big Ten Network, but news also coming out about the next home game, which is a week from Saturday on September 29th against Army. That will be a noon kickoff here at UB Stadium. And based on the crowd that we saw against Eastern Michigan and the momentum that is rolling, it should be an incredibly fun atmosphere at the stadium for your next home game.
Yeah, so, you know, I really want to thank our crowd, our fans for coming out. Our student section's been outstanding these first two games, and we're going to need them back again here in 2 weeks. But, you know, right now it's time to get ready to go on the road again.
All right, it's nice to be able to pick from a lot of choices here, but was that one of Tyree Jackson's best games on Saturday? 21 of 26, no sacks, no turnovers, 3 touchdowns, 325 yards passing. He started 9 for 9.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was halftime. He might have had 3 incompletions, I think, and to have two.
Two of them were on deep balls, too, right?
Yeah, I think he had 2 to Antonio Nunn and 1 to Charlie Jones or something, but other than that, I'm trying to remember what the other ones even were, and that just shows, again, you couple those stats, Paul, with the fact that we didn't have any sacks as well, and you're really talking about a quarterback who's operating at a high level, making great decisions, getting the ball where it needs to be. We've talked about the fourth downs, all those things, and you spread out, you know, and the ball's getting to different people, and that's one thing that's exciting about our offense, too, is I think, you know, there's enough weapons there that it's going to make it hopefully more strenuous on defenses as we go through.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. And obviously, KJ Osborne is the prime example of that with his 7 catches for 188 yards. And, you know, there's so much attention, rightly so, on Anthony Johnson. He has earned that. He deserves that. But when you have another option on the other side that's as dangerous, and clearly KJ was on Saturday, can you talk about, from an offensive structure standpoint, how beneficial that is for you to be able to design your offense when you know a defense is like, well, who do we double team? And if we double team one guy, we can get burned by the other guy.
That's right. And hopefully that's where, you know, I think our offensive coaches have done a great job in structuring our game plans. I think you mentioned KJ's game and his production so far. You look at Antonio Nunn making some plays, George rushing. You know, Charlie Jones might be one. You know, he might have catches per plays played in a game.
He's among the nation's leaders. I think he's over 18 yards per catch. He's among the leaders in the nation in that.
And he's only played about 10 plays per game, too, so you put that in on top of it. There's got to be some new stat you could come up with, Paul, for that.
But I will work on it.
But with what it says is that we feel we have talented guys that show that they can do it. Tyree has confidence in them. So, yes, and, you know, we haven't really got heavy into the tight end passing game yet as well. So we feel like we'll have answers for whatever people are going to do against us and hopefully continue to get the ball spread around.
You are a man of your word. When a week ago you said the running back situation would continue to be a group that will tie into a way a defense is playing, a way each of the guys are playing. We saw Emmanuel Reed have some nice success. Then you came back and you got some success out of Kevin Marks. And then even Jarrett Patterson comes back in. And then it goes back to Emmanuel. So, again, is that just going to be what we should expect to see?
Yeah, and again, it'll be a game flow thing. We felt there's a time in the game where Jarrett's style of play, his quickness and fresh legs was going to be a time for him that he could be impactful. We thought he had a nice little stretch in there as well. We went back to Emmanuel. Unfortunately, he put one on the ground there late, but I thought he had a solid game. And again, Kevin Marks continued to show some of his flashes of being a physical runner.
Your offense gets a lot of the attention, rightly so, with some of the outstanding players, but I thought in the second half, your defense really changed the game around. Even though they had given up some big plays and the yardage numbers, if you're just going to look at the stats, you might not think it was a good defensive effort, but those first 4 drives of the second half were a forced fumble, 2 3 and outs, and I think a turnover on downs by Eastern Michigan. So kind of give everybody a sense, Coach, of where this defense is starting to continue to make steps game to game, half to half.
Oh, well, I think they have. You know, you mentioned we gave up 2 long plays. Can't do that. One was a missed tackle on just a simple out route. One was a double move. And all of a sudden, your statistics can get blown out of the water. But like you said, we came back out the second half. You know, they get that touchdown after the review right before the half. They get the ball coming out of the half. Our defense needed to play well. Now, I think it was an 8-play drive and a 12-play drive, but they never got points out of it. And again, that shows a lot about them. I think, again, we have some of our leaders stepping up. You know, I thought Chuck Harris played an outstanding game. Khalil Hodge, again, very, very consistent. But We continue to get better performances out of guys like Malcolm Kuntz. I think Miles Nicholas did some good things. Taylor Riggins, defensive end position. And even the defensive tackles that you don't hear a lot about that are rotating are beginning to be a force in there.
And you didn't even mention the guy with 14 tackles. Your leading tackler, Khalil Hodges, now has 24 in the last two games, 14 in this game. He also goes over the 300 career tackle mark, the quickest to do it in UB history. We're to the point now where we're like, if Khalil has less than 20 tackles, we think it's a bad game.
Yeah, he's just been so steady. I don't think he came off the field in this game. Sometimes we try to give him a little rest, but again, another solid performance by him. Yeah, sometimes, again, those are the guys that you want to say you take for granted, but looking also at that stat sheet, I think, you know, Jordan Collier and Kadafi Wright are two of the guys that play that rover position for us, I thought, had steady games as well.
Chuck Harris had another great game. You mentioned him, 2.5 sacks. He's, again, among the nation's leaders in sacks, and he is just continues to get better week to week. But you added the element this week, and I'll use Chuck's words when he was asked about wearing that number 41 of Solomon Jackson a week after Cam Lewis wore it and had two picks and was Mack East Defensive Player of the Week. Chuck comes back with 2.5 sacks. He used the word legendary to describe what the 41 means now. It's almost like a Superman's cape. You put it on a player, and they become a superhero.
Well, it's great to see the way the guys embrace and respect what that means to wear that jersey for that game. Don't want to put any extra pressure on them. And in fact, it's up to them if they want to. And Chuck really had to think through it if he wanted to. And more out of respect than anything else. But to see those guys make big plays, and you know, the one that reminded, you know, Chuck, when he's chasing it down and knocking out the fumble as much as the sack, is just the relentlessness that he played to chase the ball down and make it is those are the things that kind of to make me proud when I see the guys make plays in that number.
Yeah, and the pass rush has generated 9 sacks so far in 3 games. Not a lot of it coming from having to blitz. So again, that's another big step from last year to this year. Is your defensive line with the 4 or 5 rushers, whichever it is starting to get to the quarterback.
Yes, and I think we talked a lot about it in the offseason that we weren't very good at that a year ago, and we needed to get better. And I think we also talked in the post-game press conference about the addition of a 10th assistant coach by the NCAA, and that we're able to add a second defensive line coach, and Rock Bellantoni as a defensive end. He's done an outstanding job. Tim Edwards now gets to just concentrate on the defensive tackles, which I think has elevated everyone's game across the board.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about how the pass rush is going to have a big impact on what's going to happen for the Bulls this Saturday when they head to Rutgers to take on a Scarlet Knights team that's struggling with a freshman quarterback that's struggling. That's why I'm alluding to the pass rush. Coming up next, it's our Town BMW Keys to the Game. When we return to Santora's on Millersport, it's Bulls coach Lance Leipold. I'm Paul Peck. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Introducing Qdoba's new Chicken Diablo Nachos. They're made with hand-diced pico de gallo, which means they're as fresh as
fresh.
They're also loaded with juicy adobo chicken, flame-grilled in-house, which means they're as flavorful as and they're topped off with fiery queso Diablo, so they're as spicy as new Chicken Diablo Nachos, with the freshness, flavor, and fire you crave together in every bite. Try them today, only at Qdoba, united by flavor.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Water, naturally found in today's ethanol fuel, plus condensation from temperature change can cause phase separation in your gas tank, causing your engine to run rough, run dirty, and give you poor fuel economy. Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer stabilizes your fuel. With Castle, you get a smooth running engine and a clean ride. Look for Castle Highway 95 Fuel Fixer today.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. This is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. I am voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck, as we continue to talk about the season so far that is 3-0 for the Bulls, and now we're going to focus on this week's game. It's the keys to the game. They're presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. The Bulls are making a trip to New Jersey to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and a lot of this game, Lance, is being framed by a game against a Big Ten team. What does it mean to be playing a Big Ten team, both on the field, and what sort of the feel of that is for your players to know that they're moving up the chain a little bit?
Well, I think it's an exciting opportunity. I think it's exciting for our players. I think, you know, we'd be mistaken to think that many of our players were, you know, first aspired to play in the Big Ten or at a Power 5 school. So that is a chance to play in that stadium and have that opportunity. I think anytime you step up and play an opponent that, quite honestly, has a lot more resources. And so that makes it challenging. So all those things make it exciting, no matter who it may be. And you know, when you have one of those a year, those are fun opportunities to go take on.
You're also presented with the opportunity to be the third consecutive MAC team that beats a Big Ten team. Two weeks ago, it was Eastern Michigan over Purdue. Last Saturday, it was Akron over Northwestern. And the Big Ten, the MAC has always had pretty good success against the Big Ten. And I think that says an awful lot about this conference.
Well, you know, it's always how games maybe unfold, who's prior, who's upcoming. You know, you know our players, like we just said, they get excited for that opportunity and to go in there and you know, battle against a Big Ten team. So, you know, hats off to Eastern and Akron for making that happen. It's, you know, we're going to have our hands full with Rutgers. They played really well their home opener and played well at home against Texas State. Then they go play in Ohio State, and you know, things don't go as well, and then the wheels kind of came off a little bit for them down at KU. But I know they got a fine coaching staff, and they're going to look at this as a good opportunity for them to get back on track. So we have to get ready and go play even better football than we have it to this state.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, these are the Town BMW keys to the game. It's the UB Bulls in New Jersey against Rutgers on Saturday, a noon kickoff from HighPoint.com Stadium. All right, let's talk a little bit about where the Scarlet Knights are at right now. And anybody that is following or reading what's coming out of New Jersey, is people are a little cranky there. You know, they went on the road and really got throttled. As you mentioned, the game got away from them against Kansas on Saturday. 400 rushing yards allowed, 6 turnovers. They're playing a young freshman quarterback, and he's playing a lot like a freshman quarterback. What have you seen from Rutgers, and where do you think there are some things that your team can take advantage of?
Well, I think when you look like at Rutgers, and they've gone some of the growing pains through some of those growing pains like we have. They've gone through more offensive coordinators for various reasons. I think eight in almost eight seasons. So when you're talking about spring practices, fall camps, and early parts of season, it is a learning process for those coaches and players together to try to figure out what they're doing. I think they're trying to consider, they have a young freshman quarterback. They're trying to get things that he can handle and do well. But as they continue to keep moving through the season, I'm sure their execution is going to be better.
Yeah, the quarterback's name is Art Sitkowski, a very high recruit for them. He also played at the IMG Academy, which we referenced before as it related to Mabry and KJ Osborne. Less than 50% completion, one touchdown, mm-hmm. seven interceptions. He's a big, tall, 6'5" kid, but he looks like he's struggling to get to the speed right. of the game a little bit. So as you prepare a defensive game plan, what's that chapter in the coaching handbook that says, oh, we're going against a freshman quarterback, here's what you do?
Well, you have to make sure you mix things up and find out what he's been struggling with the most and try to, play to that a little bit. But again, on the other hand, what are they going to do to simplify things for him? And one of those things that they do is they play a lot of tight ends. They use a lot of shifts. A lot of trading and shifting and moving around, trying to get you to miss a line. I think they have a very good running back. We'll play the best running back we've seen to date. And I've talked about our missed tackles last week. So that is going to be a big key for us. And we're going to be able to tackle better and do some things against a fine running back. They're going to try to utilize and get a run game going, use play action pass, and then kind of set some things up, take some things off the quarterback.
Yeah, the running back's name is Raheem Blackshear. He is not only their leading rusher, but their leading receiver as well, too. And he is going to be a very dangerous guy. Couple of weeks ago, we talked a little bit about special teams, and it proved to be prophetic, unfortunately. But Temple had a good special teams unit that had blocked a lot of kicks. Mm-hmm. Rutgers has blocked 52 kicks since 2009, more than any other team in the country. Yeah. Now, that just, it's different players, it's different coaching staffs, right. but there's sort of a tradition of being good on special teams. So, again, is that something that raises your eyebrows a little bit and maybe spends a little more time discussing that with the team?
Absolutely. I think they blocked two kicks last
they
week.
Did. So one return for a touchdown.
And one for a touchdown. So when you have that thing, there's something within the culture there that they've been able to transition through staffs and through their players, and again we have to continue to be sound in that area. I think we made some improvements from a week ago, but again, when teams have struggled in other areas, another part of the three components, offense, defense, special teams, has to step up, and right now I think they're getting some things from their special teams.
As we wrap up with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold here on this segment of the UB Football Insider Show, I don't know how much you pay attention to things like this or how important it is to you, but for the perception purposes, this is a chance to put your program a little bit on the map, regardless of how much Rutgers has struggled. They're a Big Ten team. They're a major power, it's your only game of the year against a Power 5 team. How important is that? Is that important to your players? Is it important to you, or is it just a game?
Well, every game's important, and unfortunately, yeah. Is it when you play up like that? Yes, but it's still worth only one win or one loss, and that's the thing we cannot lose sight of, is that we have to work on getting better at the things we need to give ourselves a chance to win that game in the fourth quarter and see where it goes. Yeah, on a larger scale, I guess that those are things that are going to help. I think last week, getting off to a conference win, all those things, as you continue to build your resume through your season, and as you do in each and every week, I think when you stay in the positive area in the win-loss column, I think it continues to help your program.
All right, good luck. Good luck on Saturday. It's the Bulls and the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Should be a lot of fun.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We are not done yet with UB Football Insider. When we come back, we'll talk to one of the stars of the win over Eastern Michigan. That's Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne. Plus, later in the show, we've got some really cool stats to throw your way. The Bulls are everywhere across the national rankings, as you might expect with a 3-0 start. We'll dazzle you with some of those numbers when we return to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Hey, it's Paul Santora from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, letting you know just what a day looks like for us. Our day starts with fresh produce, meats, fish, and other items delivered daily. We have a team of staff that takes their time, prepares all of these fresh and natural ingredients. We then stock our cook lines, making sure everything is rotated, fresh, and clean. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill takes our time to make sure your meal is prepared the right way. We know you have choices, so when you choose to spend the money with us, we want to make sure you're happy. If something is not right, let us know. Please don't leave unhappy. Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, we cook like it's our family.
For the ultimate downtown experience, you have to check out the Pearl Street family of companies. We keep reinvesting in downtown Buffalo, now with three breweries, including the Pearl Street Grill and Brewery, Lafayette Brewing Company, Buffalo River Works, and two of the best boutique hotels in Buffalo, the Lofts on Pearls and the iconic hotel at the Lafayette. Whether it's patio dining, overlooking the water, zip lining, rock climbing, ice skating, concerts, festivals, or any other kind of adventure, there's always something happening at the Pearl Street family of companies. Go to pearlstreetfamily.com for more details.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We are busy bodies, and injuries can happen at any time. When they do, UB OrthoCare is ready with urgent expert care from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. UB OrthoCare is faster and more specialized than the ER for orthopedic evaluation, care, and recovery. For bones, joints, muscles, and concussions, why trust anybody else? Extended hours in Orchard Park, Amherst, and Niagara Falls. UB OrthoCare from UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dedicated to keeping busy bodies busy.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Grand Island Waste Management is excited to be a proud partner of the UB Athletics Department. Our services include septic service, portable toilet and dumpster rentals, along with grease trap cleanings. We have proudly served Western New York for the past 6 years. We are family-owned and operated. Donate a non-perishable food item and we'll take $10 off our services and we'll distribute it to the area food banks. Thank you from the Grand Island Waste Management family. Call 774-0418 for our service.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Voice of the Bulls, Paul Peck. We are presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Motorsport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Now joined by our player guest, and we do that every week here on the show. It is Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne, the now current MAC East Offensive Player of the Week after the 7-catch, 180-yard, 3-touchdown performance. Congratulations on the award. Those are, no matter what, those are still nice to hear, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Once I seen it, it was pretty cool. And Tyree was telling me after the game that I might get it. And I was like, wow. But it's cool to see, you know, our team is getting that. You know, Tyree got it. I think
every week it's been a Bull.
Right, yep. Cam got it. So that's pretty cool that we're seeing some things like that.
Yeah, well, and it's because you guys are doing so many good things. And even beyond that, KJ, you know, I'm looking through the NCAA stats over the weekend. You are in the top 25 in the country in receiving yards, mm-hmm. and you're tied for third in the country in touchdown catches. Right. I'm sure this is all the kind of stuff that you said right. you knew you could do, right. but to see it and hear it and have it be in black and white, what does it mean to you?
Right, now that you say it to me, it makes me smile because, you know, I put in a lot of hard work, me and my teammates. And, you know, we're only through 3 weeks, but, you know, just to see, you know, some things are starting to fall together and it's starting out good is good to hear.
You know, as we watch the game Saturday, it's always interesting to see the chess match that goes on. Defenses know they have to focus on Anthony Johnson. He's right. earned that. He deserves that.
Right.
They're crazy not to.
Right.
But you took advantage of that by doing what you did. So give everybody a sense of what are you seeing about how teams are playing both of you guys. They can't right. double team both of you, can
right.
they?
Right, and we knew that coming into the season. We knew, AJ, like I said, he's a tremendous player. So, you know, he's going to get a lot of attention. So when we see it from the press box and we know in practice, okay, if they roll to him, and, you know, Coach I says, you know, we got to step up. And, again, we knew that coming into the season. So, just when we see it, like, on the field, we know we got to step up. So, you know, if they're doubling AJ, you know, I just got to do my job, Tone, George, and all the guys. But, again, yeah, it's just doing our job, and it helps Tyree to have a lot of weapons.
Well, it comes and none of that happens if you have a quarterback who isn't good at seeing the whole field and
right.
isn't necessarily saying, I have to get the ball to one guy in particular on a play. And I
right.
think that's what we're seeing, Tyree's ability to spread it around and always just find the right matchup.
Right.
Talk a little bit about how he's so good at that.
Right. I mean, he's blessed with that. I mean, he extends plays. He can throw. I mean, the one I told him, I sent it to him last night, the one he was rolling out and he just threw on the run as he was getting hit. I mean, he threw that ball so far in the air. I mean, the guy is amazing. But just his ability to find people open. There was another, my first touchdown when he was scrambling and moved me around.
That's my favorite one of the three, honestly, right. And because it says so much about what Tyree is as a quarterback and what you are as a receiver. That wasn't scripted. That wasn't planned. Right. He's waving. You were probably right. Already going that way anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was rolling out, and I'm like, well, you can throw it now. You can throw it now. And we were talking about it. Then I seen on film I was about to run to AJ, so I just went back, you know, as he told me. But that's just chemistry and just being on the same page with him.
With Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne, this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. The three touchdowns, like you said, two of them are 70-plus. I don't know if that's ever happened to you in a game in your life before, huh?
Never.
You know, and the first one we love for the reasons that you talked about. You were so close to the sideline on that third right. Did you know it? And were you worried about the replay?
I was worried about the replay after. When I was running on the sideline, I felt that I was a little close, so I gave a little bunny hop so he couldn't trip me up from the back. But then when I was running, and I turned around, I was like, I guess I wasn't out of bounds. So then I was hoping, I'm like, please kick that one, please kick it. But of course, they came in with the replay, and I think the guy behind me like kind of blocked the view, so I couldn't really tell if I was out or not. But, I mean, I was happy it stood.
You know, we talked a little on the radio broadcast because we know you're from Ypsilanti, Michigan. That is the home of Eastern Michigan.
Right.
And we'll talk a little bit about some of your travels in the next segment. But you know, we talked about there has to be some incentive for him because it's the hometown. Even though I don't know that you ever really wanted to go there, maybe you can correct me on that or not. But then after the game, you revealed that it, in fact, was seriously part of your motivation.
Absolutely.
That you grew up so close to their campus and they never really showed you any love.
They never did. I never got a letter or an email or an offer. I've never talked to any coach through any coaching staff that was there. So no, I talked to my dad before the game. He just kind of talked about playing with a chip on your shoulder. I can't wait to go there next year. So I got a lot of family that will be coming. But again, like I said, all week through in practice and during the game, I kind of locked in. Like, you know, this is a little personal. I kind of let them hear it one time when I came over to that sideline too.
We always wonder what motivates athletes sometimes and whether they actually need things like that to motivate them. Sometimes you feel like you do need that?
I wouldn't feel like I need it, but, you know, if I'll take the extra juice or, you know, like what they say, like bulletin board material. So, you know, and Tyree all week, like he said in the press conference, he walking by me like, oh, did they offer you? Like, oh, they did. No, okay. Right.
And I can
walk there from my dad's house. I practice there sometimes by myself in the preseason, off season. So it was pretty cool that happened.
So did any of the guys, I mean, you must know some of their guys, right?
I don't know.
Say anything to you?
I don't know any of
really?
Them.
Really? Well, because then they must not be doing a good job recruiting guys from your area.
I don't know any of them.
Right. Interesting. Well, it was a huge a performance for KJ, continuing what he has been doing all season long, the 188 yards and three touchdowns. And as we mentioned, the MAC East Player of the Week. Want to talk a little more about who you are as a person, and we're going to tie that to some comments that Coach Leipold had for us early in the show. So we're going to stick around. We're going to bring KJ back for a second segment here. Stick around. More with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective, short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll hundo pee always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Need a ride to the big game? Hate dealing with the headache of parking? Well, park no more, my friends. Ride-sharing service Lyft has got you covered. UB Athletics has partnered with Lyft for the season, so you don't have to worry about your ride. Haven't tried Lyft before? It's a slam dunk with $20 in free ride credit. Simply download the app and enter the code GOBUFF in the promo section. Limited availability. New users only. Terms and conditions apply.
Ranger Station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. It's the Bulls into the Big Ten to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. A noon kickoff on Saturday from New Jersey with Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne off the outstanding 3-touchdown performance a week ago. After the game, Coach Leipold, and earlier on this show, KJ, Coach Leipold talked about you and referred to you as an amazing young man. And he explained why, about how mature you are and how much of a leader you've become, and all the things that go into making you a great person. And people listening to the show heard him say that no matter what you do in the rest of your life, you're going to be successful at it. I want you to react to how that, what that means to you to hear your coach talk about you in that way.
Right. It means everything, to be honest. It makes me smile. And it's a credit to my parents, you know, how they raised me, you know, keeping God first, you know, keeping me disciplined, doing the right things. But again, it just makes me smile because, you know, sometimes we get caught up in so much of the football and making plays and, you know, working out, you know, we all on a strict schedule. But, you know, to see how your coaches really feel about you, you know, and how he thinks about me, that it makes me smile, and I appreciate it.
Do some of those things, you know, I know when you get here as a freshman, you don't know how much, where do you fit in, can I right. be vocal, can I not? Right. Take everybody through how you've kind of learned to become, you are a leader on this team, you're
yes,
not
sir.
Necessarily a senior, but you are a leader on this team. Does it come naturally, or do you feel like there were things you had to learn about how to do that?
I think it was a little bit of both. When I came in my freshman year, you know, I was a leader of my class. So, you know, the freshman, we didn't lift with the team at first. So, you know, I was a leader within my class. And I feel like you gotta kind of earn your leadership. So, you know, when I was redshirting, again, I was a leader of my class. But then the guys, the seniors on the team, like when I was a freshman, you know, like Joe Okada, mm-hmm. Ron Willoughby, and then next year it was like JJ and Mason and things like that. I kind of just let them, you know, they were the leaders of the team, so I learned from them, you know, the right things to do, not the right things to do, and just learned through experience. And then I started making some plays a little bit, and I seen that guys were respecting me a little bit. Also Jamal, who was a great leader, and I just mm-hmm. kind of just learning, and then eventually, you know, I seen that it was my time. And the coaches asked me, you know, at first I wasn't really a vocal leader. I just kind of did it by example, just going about my business. I seen that guys respected that, and the coaches asked me to be more of a vocal leader. So, you know, I was perfectly fine with that. And so now I've just been talking to my guys, talking to them on the field, off the field, you know, in public. And I see that it's effective. And I feel like once you talk to your teammates and you really know them, you know, like, you know, how you can talk to guys and how you can affect each and every one of them.
With Bulls wide receiver KJ Osborne here on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, maybe one of the most important moments of your leadership came a couple of weeks ago. I think most Bulls fans understand what happened with Anthony Johnson Friday night before the Temple game, finding out that his best friend from high school had been killed, and being able to get him in position to play that next day. Coach Leipold earlier in the show talked about you may have been the single most responsible person for getting AJ in a position to help his team. Take everybody through how difficult that was for you.
Right. It was very difficult. At the time, I mean, I was his roommate in hotel, so I was on the phone call. And I seen a concern on his face when he jumped up. So, you know, I told him, like, I'll call you back. And I heard the news, and he was broke down. And it hurt me, too, just to see AJ like that, because I've never seen him like that. So, you know, I was just trying to comfort him at first, you know, just hugging him. I mean, he's a big guy, so I'm like, I'm trying my best. just trying to love him up as he, like, you know, made some phone calls. I contacted the coach and everything like that. But not just talking to him, you know, just telling him, you know, it's not all about football right now. And I told him that the people he talked on the phone to told him that it's not about football right now, that it's okay to mourn and about his loss, and that was fine. And then I didn't really talk to him about football too much. I tried to play some gospel music for him just to, you know, try to keep his spirit up a little bit. I just checked on him throughout the night, make sure he was still drinking water just in case he did want to play. And I'm just talking to him all throughout the game in pregame warm-ups. You know, just whispering to his ear. And then I seen him on the sideline. He wasn't doing very well. So I just talked to him a little bit throughout there. And then when he scored that touchdown, I think it was a picture when I went up and talked to him while he was sitting on the bench.
I think a lot of us have seen that picture.
Yeah, and I just gave him some words of wisdom. And I feel like I could talk to him because I heard him talking on the phone with his family. So I was kind of relaying that message to him and, you know, just how special that moment was to him. But I feel like that was my job to, you know, just make sure he feels loved and that somebody was there for him through that tough time. So.
Well, it was a heck of an example of you being a leader and a friend, and you deserve a lot of credit for that. You're a very mature kid, and I think you've always been, I think you're going to tell me you've always been a very mature kid. The decision to leave Ypsilanti, to go to the IMG Academy, the decisions to come up here. You've been forced to kind of grow up quick,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, sir.
But you've had good people around you that have helped you do that, haven't
you? Yes, sir,
you?
Absolutely. And again, like I said, my parents, my godfather, Steve, I have a lot of mentors. My IMG receiver coach, E.G. Green, he played at Florida State. Amon Green is an all-time leading rusher for the Packers. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who helped me, and I always have somebody to call, you know, my dad, like that can mentor me. But leaving to IMG, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I've always wanted to live in Florida. I told my mom that. So when the opportunity came, I just jumped on it, and it made me a much better football player. I still talk to the guys I graduated with and people there still today. I still go there and train for the in the off season. You know, I loved it. It made me a better football player, better person. I met, you know, some brothers down there.
You might want to give your buddy DeAndre Francois, the Florida State quarterback, a little space this week, right?
right.
Yeah, for those people that don't know, he was your quarterback at IMG, and I know you guys remain very close friends. Things are a little tough down there in Tallahassee, but that's okay. He can call you and tell you how great things are going here.
Right.
What's your expectations for Saturday? This is a Big Ten game on a big stage.
Right.
Chance for maybe the nation to learn a little more about you as we wrap up here with KJ Osborne. What are you expecting?
We expect to go out there and just do what we do. You know, we go out there no matter who we're playing. If we're playing, you know, a FCS opponent or we're playing the Patriots. I mean, we're going to go out there every day in practice. We're going to work our butts off. And, you know, we're 3-0, but 3-0 is not our goal. You know, I had one good game, but, you know, that doesn't define me. You know, I got to keep doing it every week and be consistent. So, again, like I said, we're going to go out here. We're going to do what we do. We're going to work hard. We're going to go out there and execute. Like you said, it's a big opportunity to put our name out there, you know, the University of Buffalo and be successful. So.
All right, that's KJ Osborne. He wears number 8. He is number one on your list of people to watch, coming off a great game, doing great things here at UB. When we come back, final segment, we'll dive into some of those cool stats that the Bulls are racking up with John Fuller. That's when we return to the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield.
Few things in sports are better than enjoying a Bulls game live at UB Stadium. Ticketmaster, our official ticketing partner, can help you with that. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are guaranteed to get you into the game. You'll never have to worry about fraudulent tickets, and you can always buy with confidence. So, go with a trusted source where you can buy safely and get out there and cheer on your Bulls. Visit Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets today.
Did you know that UB students, faculty, and alumni can save thousands on a new BMW at Town? That's right, Town BMW offers special pricing to UB students, faculty, and alumni. Call 505-2100, 505-2100, or stop by 8215 Main Street in Williamsville.
Town BMW is proud to be the official auto partner of UB Athletics and offers special pricing to UB students and employees.
Pricing, performance.
We got this, Coach. Join our hometown team and let's have a winning season.
We love our town!
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
As a young boy, Gavin loved playing football. He lived and breathed it. Wanted to go pro. Why, he'd spent hours upon hours just practicing his touchdown dances. And one day, while getting fitted for bifocals, he realized he was never much good at throwing, or running, or catching, or even kicking. Yeah, Gavin's chances of playing pro football were looking like fourth and long. Very long. But he did hear how Geico could save him money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. Then he did kind of a touchdown dance. At least he was still good at that.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We are wrapping up your one-hour preview and review of the win over Eastern Michigan and getting you ready for Saturday's game against Rutgers, a noon kickoff from New Jersey. It's time for our Full of It segment with Bulls Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. People will say you're always full of it, yeah. But in this particular case, and for the last 3 weeks, you are full of amazing stats because that's what happens when a team is doing what the Bulls are doing. You are staying on your toes. Here.
Well, first things first, I don't know if I approve the name of this segment, but
yet.
I will say that
I believe it was suggested by the coach.
Yes,
so.
he suggested it. And I know my wife Dawn will approve this as well. So
all right, good. If it is Lance's name is on the show, so if he wants to name the segments, he does get to do that.
Yes. So not the first time
okay, let's start with the basics, the 3-0 start, where that falls in significance, and let's not lose fact that it's 6 wins in a row, which has got to be amongst the longest winning streaks going.
Right, so 3-0 for the first time since 1983, 6 in a row. Nationally, it's the fourth longest winning streak in the country. And our longest winning streak since 2013. That team won 8 in a row, if you remember. So, off to an unbelievable start. It's been great. It's all really kind of, you know, we talk a lot about the offense of this team, and obviously they've been just rolling. You know, the Bulls have scored 35 or more points in the first 3 games of the season. First time in school history they've accomplished that feat as well.
Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. And a lot of that has to do with the quarterback, who is putting up some phenomenal numbers that have him among the national leaders.
Yeah, Tyree Jackson's been just playing out of his mind, right? He's thrown for 12 touchdown passes already, which is second in the country. Mind you, as good as he was last year, he threw 12 all year, and he's done it in 3 games. So the numbers he's putting up are just unreal. He's the first quarterback in school history to throw 3 or more touchdown passes in 3 consecutive games as well.
What is it, 18 touchdowns over the last 6 games, if you go back to last year?
Yeah, correct,
Tyree?
18 over 6.
He is... I'm checking my stat here. I think tied for second in the country in touchdown passes,
right?
Yes, tied for
second in the country.
And the only guy ahead of him is
the
guy who played one more game.
Kid from Hawaii had an extra game, correct.
Right. So so Tyree is just racking up the numbers here. I think one of the most interesting things, and we probably don't talk about it enough, is 0 sacks allowed of Tyree Jackson in 3 games.
Right. And I give credit to Tyree because every press conference he gives a shout out to his offensive line. You know, he appreciates it. You know, the offensive line is not allowed. There's been 100 pass attempts so far this season. The offensive line has not allowed a sack. Only team in the country to not allow a sack that have played 3 games so far this season. So, but I was thinking about that as well. It's not that he's not getting pressure, right? Because sometimes he's rolled out of the pocket. But when he rolls out of the pocket, he's just throwing touchdown passes.
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable.
He may be as dangerous, if not more, as
Paul,
he is.
That touchdown to KJ Osborne last week on the run, his third touchdown, went for 75 yards. I've been here 17 years. That's the best throw I've seen in 17 years.
And the first 70-yarder, he got hit. The one of the few times he's been hit, he got plastered by Crosby, the All-MAC defensive end, and got rid of the ball just before he got hit, too. With John Fuller, Assistant Athletic Director for Communications here at the University of Buffalo, always full of really good tidbits and stats. Let's talk about some stuff on defense. Khalil Hodge goes over the 300 career tackle mark, did that in the first half of the game, but he's on an incredible... Getting to that has been an incredible pace.
Yeah, so Khalil Hodge got to 300 tackles faster than any player in school history. He did it in 27 games. Just to put that in perspective, Devontae Shannon, who is the school's all-time leading tackle leader with 427 tackles, did it in 34 games. So Khalil did it in 7 less games than Devontae did. if you want to prognosticate here, and we'll see how the rest of the season goes, and hopefully it goes as well as we plan, and we play more than 12 games, and Khalil has a chance to be the all-time leading tackler at this school in only three seasons, which is just insane.
Well, and again, with an Army team coming up where he has, you know, he has a chance at a 20-tackle game. That's coming up. Last thing for you, Chuck Harris, 3.5 sacks on the year amongst the national leaders there as well, too.
Yeah, Chuck Harris is just having an insane year so far. He had 2.5 sacks, career high against Eastern Michigan, a key forced fumble. But he did it wearing number 41.
It's the magic of 41.
The magic number. I mean, you look at the guys, if for those that don't know, Coach Leipold assigns number 41 to a different player each game and to honor the late Solomon Jackson, who passed away 3 years ago. Brandon Williams had a nice game the first week. But then last week, Cam Lewis wore number 41, had two interceptions against Temple, was the Mac East Defensive Player of the Week. This week, Chuck Harris has it and has 2.5 sacks, a forced fumble. And
Can't wait to see who's going to wear it this Saturday. Saturday at Rutgers, a noon start for the Bulls. Big Ten Network right here on ESPN 1520. We'll see you from New Jersey on Saturday. Thanks, John. This has been the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Learfield.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Ad Pro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23, by Town BMW, Comdoc, Nike, and by Pepsi. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the UB Sports Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.